Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here preparing to go forward in fellowship, as always, and just really grateful for the opportunity because each week we present something different. We do it in the same manner, same fashion, but it's always just taken to the next level. It's heightened, if we want to look at it that way, because it just continues to allow us to grow together and just, you know, surrender to God. That's what we've been talking about with this topic of it ain't over till it's over. And we have to realize that, you know, regardless of the circumstances that we're in, when we have God on our side, when we put God first, when we're obedient, and when we're in total submission to Him, we can't lose. We are already victorious. We are already overcomers. We just have to walk in that. We have to believe that. And, you know, as we talked about throughout the week, to the world, it may look like we're losing. It may look like it's a loss. But in all actuality, when we involve God in and throughout everything that we have going on, be it a mistake, a failure, whatever it is, however we look at it, you know, God is the one that redeems us. He heals us, He delivers us, and He restores us in a way that no one else can. So it's not what others think. It's not, you know, what they say. It doesn't even matter how it looks to us. So, you know, we have to realize that. And we talked about how, you know, the only way that failure can get the last word in our life is if we choose to let it. So if we allow it to happen that way, then that's what it's going to be. You know, what does our belief system look like? You know, what are we walking in each and every day? You know, we talk about faith. So are we walking by faith? Are we truly believing God for who He is, or who, you know, the Word says that He is in our life? And, you know, we're going to continue to go forward in that because, again, our topic, it ain't over till it's over. And on tonight, at this moment, we want to welcome in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latonya.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good deal. So let's go ahead and open up with prayer, and then we'll get started with the call, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight, dear Lord, to say thank you. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to gravitate here together, dear Father, just so that we can continue to go forward doing things in decency and in order, dear God. We thank you for just the privilege of being able to dwell in your presence, dear God, but not only that, so that we can continue to grow together in the body of Christ. We thank you for this ministry, dear God. We thank you for our leader, and we thank you for each and everyone that's assembled here. We ask that you will just continue to grace us with your mercy, dear Father, and just continue to love on us so that we can spread your love to others. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, yeah, we've been talking about this week. It ain't over until it's over.
Okay.
So sit down on your papers. Get from all different types of angles. We're going to be on Facebook Live in a few. It's Mr. DJ there, Ms. Latonya?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So give us a little feedback on this week, if you don't mind.
This week, it ain't over till it's over speaks volumes of several situations, but more personal, I would like to say it ain't over until God says it's over. Don't judge by your own understanding, and definitely just because your circumstances may say one thing, God has the final word. Oftentimes, we let the devil and tradition and other things get the best of us when we look at a situation, and you think, okay, by man's wit, this is what it is. But that ain't by God's wit. The devil is only mad at you because of God loves you. He's jealous of how God loves you. I'm going to say that again. The devil is only mad at you because of how God loves you. Just remember that. The fight is fixed. If God says it is, then believe it. It is. So don't give up. You got to stay the faith. You know, don't lean to your own understanding, especially about your circumstances. That ain't the end of it. You know, lean to your faith. Don't hold on to God's unchanging hand, and just make sure that you know He is the finisher. He is the author. He wrote it. So believe him rather than what you believe and think that you should do or the circumstance.
All right. Y'all got it?
Yes.
That's awesome. Say that again, Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir. I said believe. Believe what you should do in faith, not by your own circumstance. And like I said, the devil is only mad at you because of how God loves you. He jealous. That's all it is. You just make sure you remember that.
That's
you got favor. God chose you. No matter how many times you mess up, he loves you. He still comes after us. And you know we don't treat him right. That's why the devil mad at you.
Hmm. Ain't that something, y'all? Satan mad because the benefit that he gets, that we get, I'm sorry, that he didn't. He messed up one time and God said, it's over. You out of here.
That's right.
Huh? Boy. Boy, it's real, huh, in the field.
Yes, sir.
Huh? DJ, I get mad because you give them benefit of the doubt when you only, you know, you ain't give me benefit of the doubt. So I get mad at you. Is that operating in righteousness? Perhaps, just perhaps, to whom much is given, much is required. Satan, Lucifer at the time, he covered God. Anybody ever covered God? Yeah, well, I don't know. I never covered him. I don't know about y'all. If y'all did, what y'all got? God killed or something? What y'all got? Huh? I'm serious. Progressive, huh? That's real. He covered God. To whom much is given, much is required. You ever heard of that before?
Yes, sir.
So now he's mad. You know how one of your children may get mad because you're hard on them than the other? Why?
Right.
And so the other one gets jealous. The one who think they're getting a short end of the stick, you do for them. You don't tell them that. So what happens is the child who's mad at you because you do for the other one no longer tries to get back at you. Not directly. They'll try to manipulate the one who they don't think is strong. The other sibling. Don't that sound like Satan? Satan can't get back at God directly. He tries to get to God through us, huh?
That's right.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Oh, y'all see it? But it ain't over till it's over. Okay?
Yes.
I hope y'all have some good email questions tonight. I'm about to get on a Facebook Live. We're starting a live. Okay? Mr. DJ, we got some stuff. Okay? We got some stuff. Okay? Y'all already know. Y'all know how I go. That's Miss Latonya question.
That's all right.
I'm going with that. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something along that line.
All right.
That's all right. All
right. It ain't over till it's over. All right. That's what we're talking about tonight. Let's get it going. How you doing, Miss Swan? And who else is out there? I see Miss Jennifer, and you know, so we're gonna get it going, y'all. So it ain't over till it's over, Miss Latonya.
Okay? Yes, sir.
You got some email questions for us? What you got?
Yes, I'm actually okay. I don't see you as of yet on the.
You don't see me?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, here it goes.
Let me do it. No,
okay.
Let me do it. That's Miss Latonya. Everybody else see me?
I see you now, sir.
I
see you right now.
All right. How you doing, Ken and Miss Ken? How are you? All right, let's go to it, y'all. It ain't over till it's over. What you got, Miss Latonya?
Okay, Mr. Carr. So the first question I have is, I was convicted of a felony over 10 years ago, and surprisingly, I'm still having difficulty finding a good job because of my past. Going forward, how can I not let this discourage me?
Okay. Mr. DJ, what you got on that one? The question again says, I was convicted of a felony over 10 years ago, and surprisingly, I'm still having difficulty finding a good job because of my past. Going forward, how can I not let this discourage me?
Well, one thing you need to do is get around like-minded people and surround yourself with positiveness in terms of things like knowing, you know, God cuts off an infection so that it won't spread. In other words, sometimes you're around the wrong people, you may have done the wrong thing, and you have to be cut off. Sometimes it means that it don't necessarily mean that some things don't grow back and you get a chance to start over. Sometimes you may have to deal with that circumstance. There are plenty of people who have their own business and who you wouldn't believe that are convicted felons and have corporations. So don't let that stumbling block or hurdle stop you right there in your tracks. You truly living for Christ and trying to do the right thing, keep pushing forward.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Jamara, Ms. Yolanda, and Ms. Alethea, Ms. Kylie, and Ms. Princess, how are you? And Ms. Toya, how are you? Ms. Christine, okay? So, y'all, the question, I like that answer, Mr. DJ. That was really good. How you doing, Ms. Cabrini? The question is, I was convicted of a felony over 10 years ago, and surprisingly, I'm still having difficulty finding a good job because of my past. Going forward, how can I not let this discourage me? What you got real quickly, Ms. Latonya?
Just to kind of piggyback what Mr. DJ said, one of the things is I know we try to forget about our past and other people remind us of it. So in other words, you know, you're looking for this job and you're probably being judged because of your past, but to not let that discourage you, I would just say continue pressing forward, but also you have to see God in which direction he wants you to go. Because maybe it's the type of job that you're looking for. Maybe you should be looking in another arena, another area where you would be, you know, better qualified even, you know, if they look at your past and see what you, you know, what you've done.
Okay.
So I would just say, you know, just keep pressing forward and, you know, don't give up.
How you doing, Ms. Carrie, Ms. Wendy? How you doing, Ms. Foster, Ms. Ariel? How are you? Ms. Katina, how are you? So Ms. Jennifer said, absolutely, Mr. DJ. Well said. All right, now.
You know, Mr. Carr.
Hey, what you got?
Just one more thing. If you're a bartender and you end up being an alcoholic and you do something so profound that you have to go to jail, even if it's a felon, when you get out of there, I don't think it's a good idea for you to reapply somewhere as a bartender again, especially if you're a recovering alcoholic. That's why I said what I did. Don't let the circumstance define you.
Okay.
Maybe that's like what you just said. You know, maybe that ain't for you. You might need to have a whole different career change.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And hey, Ms. Samise. I hope I'm saying it right. Ms. Futu, and what you said, Ms. Alethea, giving everything to God, if it's his will, it will happen. Give everything to God. If it's God's will, it will happen, okay? How you doing, Ms. Bridget? So, y'all, that's very interesting because that's some stuff that we face in our daily lives for real, okay? Mm-hmm. This individual said, I was once convicted of a felony over 10 years ago, and surprisingly, I'm still having difficulty finding a job because of my past. Anybody ever been haunted by your past where your past is now in your present and people see you by your past and they won't let it go?
Yes, sir.
Okay? But here's the thing. What God has for you is for you. Never said that the road would be easy, but it's definitely worth it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Well, here's where our faith must rise. Since we walk by faith, we got to exercise our faith. Okay, we can't be pulling no hamstrings because we haven't exercised it in a while. We got to exercise our faith on a daily basis. So, therefore, when we're in situations and circumstances where we have to really enforce what we know in God and what we believe in God, is not anything that's trickery to us. In other words, we're used to this uphill climb because we exercise, meaning we work out every day in the things of God.
Amen.
Okay? So, in other words, challenges shall come, but I shall conquer them because I'm more than a what?
conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror through who?
Christ.
Through Christ.
Through Christ who loved us. See, that's how they go.
Amen.
Okay? Because understand this. Jesus was convicted of something he never did. So people are going to see you how they see you regardless of your past, present, or future. They wanted Jesus gone, so they made him a felon. You know that? They made
That's
Jesus
right.
a felon. You understand?
Yes.
So no matter how good you are, people's perception is their perception. But there again, people's perception does not outweigh God's will for your life.
Amen.
All right? So keep in mind, it ain't over until it's over. In other words, I know people say it ain't over until the fat lady sings. Well, I don't think God is a lady, and I know, definitely know he's not fat. No disrespect to nobody. However, I will say this. It's not over until God says over. So you keep on pressing because God, if God gave you the promise, keep on pushing. That means it has to come to pass because God can't lie.
Amen.
All right? Y'all with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. All right. How you doing, Miss Shiren and Miss Juanita? What'd you say, Miss Wendy? Always make the rest of your life the best of your life. All right. Y'all got that? Look at what Miss Wendy said. Always make the rest of your life, y'all follow me, the best of
yes,
your
sir.
Life. That's excellent. That's excellent advice, Miss Wendy, because here's the thing. You have a first half to everything, okay? So the rest of it, meaning it's the second half, make that the best half. All right?
That's right.
Miss Jennifer say, follow the will of God. All right, how you doing? All right, we have a question from Miss Shiren. Okay, this is a question that she received, everyone. It says, how can my faith be replenished in God in the midst of my fight?
Okay.
How can my faith be replenished in God in the midst of my fight? In other words, how can I mount up? Okay, I need a resting place. I need to be fueled up. God, I need a word from you. Because I'm in the midst of a battle, and I'm losing confidence. I'm losing faith. I'm losing the sight of who you are.
Mm. Mm.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, you have to, in that sense, you have to lean on your faith. You got to look to the hills, which comes your help. You got to understand, God created you. He will never leave you alone, and he's undefeated. So why not take a chance? Because the fight is fixed.
That's right.
I mean, take a chance. You already know the fight fixed. You know the outcome. God never fails. Never.
Right.
So, you know, when you got that kind of mentality and keep that in mind, you know, people ask me all the time, why are you always so happy? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and it ain't going to take it away. Don't let nobody steal your joy. That's God gave that to you. Like I said, the devil is mad at you. When people like that, quote-unquote, haters come at you crazy, you should smile and be like, oh, Lord, I know why you mad. That's the way you should feel. You just smile. Smile back to be like, man, I know why you mad.
All right. Y'all see it. How you doing, Ms. Nene, Ms. Tamika, Ms. Yasmin? Y'all, let's get back to that question. Excellent answer, Mr. DJ. How can my faith be replenished in God in the midst of my fight? Ms. LaTanya, what you got?
Well, I was just thinking, just like, in other words, maybe seeking wise counsel. So, like, a lot of, you know, we have a lot of people here fellowshipping with us tonight that are probably going through whatever. So they come here or wherever they go to fellowship, and I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, thank you so much. That was what I needed. So in other words, I would just say, you know, surround yourself with people that are, you know, walking in righteousness. You know, find a ministry or just someone that will, you know, inspire you to continue pressing forward.
Okay. Gotcha. So y'all got it? Ms. Jennifer says, that is when your faith is replenished, when you are going through the storm. Praise God in the midst of your storm. Praise God through the... See, y'all know we have a beginning. We have an ending. But see, you know, there's a front... We say don't judge a book by its cover. I'm glad y'all said this. See, since we say don't judge a book by its cover, that means it ain't over until it's over. Watch this, Mr. DJ. If we practice what we preach and don't judge a book by its cover, why then do we judge our life by the cover? In other words, everybody can worship and praise and love on God in the beginning. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I got a word. God gave me a word. God gave me a vision. He gave me a dream. You know where most of us get in trouble at? It's in the middle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People get in trouble by procrastinating. People get in trouble in the middle by fear. And they say it's over because if it don't happen in their timing, then they throw in the towel.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right? So what happens is people love the word from God. They love the promise of God. Right?
Right.
People love the ending because we'll say, everybody, don't you hear it all the time? Won't God do it? When do y'all hear, won't God do it? Y'all hear that in the end, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. When do you ever see somebody say, won't God do it in the middle? That means somebody got to have faith. That's somebody who really believes God and don't have to see it.
Yes.
The problem with Christianity is that we get in trouble because Satan operates in the – Lord, have mercy. Satan, God is the author and the finisher. Satan is the author of confusion.
That's right.
So guess where confusion is going to ride? You think it's going to be confusion in the beginning? Well, he can't touch God, so he can't operate in the beginning. You think it's going to be confusion in the end? Well, he already knows his fate, F-A-T-E. So he can't operate in the end. So guess where Satan operates?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think the Bible says in the last days? See, it gets crazier in the last days simply because Satan knows his middle is about to end. Uh-oh. So he's trying to pull everything that he – listen to what I'm trying to tell y'all. In the middle is where the fight is won.
Yeah. Amen.
You don't become a good wife when you walk down the aisle. You don't become a good husband when you walk down the aisle. You become that way before God introduces you to your spouse.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Boy, it ain't over until it's over. Hear me out. How you doing, Miss Aunt Jackie and Miss Sheena? How are you? Miss LaKenya? Okay, Miss Verd, and who is that, Miss Teha, how are you? Okay, Miss Belvin, how are you doing over there, Miss Tawana? Y'all see what I'm saying? It's the middle part that means a lot. Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
We got to stop judging the book by its cover. In other words, we got to stop judging God about what he can do and what he can finish. And why don't we have this relationship with God? God, make me the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, that's strong now. You know why I say that's strong? Not everybody want to be in the middle.
Amen.
That's right.
Uh-oh, Lord. Oh, it ain't over till it's over. Catch what I'm saying. A lot of us get to the point of calling it quits because we don't know the ending. But see, when you operate in the middle, that means I'm operating in the promise. I know who says the ending. I know what the ending is going to be. Whether I see it or not, I'm going to live like it has already come to pass.
Right.
Amen.
So see, for us to say we have faith in God, that means I believe what you said. That means I believe your ending. So how then can we say it ain't over till it's over and we threw in the towel? Why did you throw in the towel and you got a word and a promise from God? God told you exactly where you were going to be, what you were going to do, who you are in him. So why did you give up and throw in the towel? Because of the middle didn't feel comfortable, did it?
That's right.
Huh? How many people gave up on their spouse? And I'm talking about you're not even married. You just gave up and say, God, it must not be meant for me. Did God promise you that, number one? Since he promised you that, why did you give up? Because things wasn't looking good. Don't you know God cannot lie? He's a man of his word. As a matter of fact, God is his word. So you cannot possibly believe in God and don't believe in his word.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. How you doing, Miss Apple, Miss Jacqueline, Miss Val? Miss Juanita, how are you? We've been missing you, Miss Juanita. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Brandy? So this is good, all right? So let's get to our next question. Miss Tiana posed a question. She got a question. Well, didn't Miss Tiana have a question?
Yes, she did. Okay.
The question is,
her question is, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Miss. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So Miss Tiana's question is, so much noise keeps coming my way. Do I have a say in when it's over?
That's a good question. Miss LaTanya, I would give you the benefit of answering that first, but I'm going to let Mr. DJ kind of pave the way so you don't go left. So, Mr. DJ.
Okay.
Say the first part of that question again.
So the question says, so much noise keeps coming in other words, so many distractions keep coming into my life.
Okay.
Do I have a say when these distractions end?
Yes, you do.
Mm.
Technically, you do not, but yes, you do. They will, everything will come to an end when you keep your eyes on God and let Him handle everything. You won't have to suffer no more. If you're already defeated in your faith, then that's it. Ain't nothing you can do. You're going to forever be distracted. And you're going to forever fall down. So, in other words, you can't keep having stay in boat mentality. You got to keep your eyes on them so you won't sink. And
you
know you're walking on water.
Let me throw something out there with my brother, y'all. We about to tag team because he said something interesting. He said about, how you doing, Ms. Raven? He said about suffering. Remember the Bible says long suffering. You know, long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit, right? It's not fruit.
Right.
It's fruit. Right? So long suffering is the fruit of the Spirit. Y'all know that?
Yes, right.
Let me tell you something. It ain't over until it's over. When you know your purpose, you can march through, you can press on, even though you're torn, tormented, even though it's scorned, it hurts, even though you suffer, you still keep on. The Bible says the master suffered, surely the servant will. True?
Amen.
Right? Watch this. You know why so many people give up when it comes to health and fitness? Y'all want to listen to me now. You know why so many people give up, don't even get started? They want the ending. And you see why so many people, listen to where I'm going with this. Because people don't think that they should have to suffer to get the body and health that they want.
All right.
That's right.
Watch this. When you know your purpose, you know that you're going to have some sore moments, some sore days, some days when you don't even feel like it, some days when you got to work late, but you still got to press through. My point is this. If that's exercise, health, and fitness, what about our lifestyle with God? You got to understand, if we exercise our faith, who said that it was going to be pretty? We just know that it's worth it. Some days you might not feel like you want to exercise it, but you got to. You got to. You know why? Because you're committed to this thing. Hmm. In other words, suffering is a part of it. See, suffering happens in the beginning. Who suffers when they get a word from God? That's the best day of your life. Pastor then told me, this man said, that's the best day when you receive the promise. The next best day is when you actually receive the product, when it manifests.
Right.
But the in-between, watch what I'm saying is, kids on the phone, ain't no kids on the phone, cool. It ain't over until it's over. Everybody likes the love-making part because we always said, well, I can't have kids, but we can still practice. See, we like the beginning. We like the love-making part. Watch this. We like the ending when they get up and out of our house, too, right? When they're 19, 20, when they're up and gone. Like that, right?
Right.
Come on now, let's be real. We parents, right? We like when they're up and gone. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. But it's the middle part that we don't like. See, we don't like the part where we got to get up when you're pregnant and, you know, you're having these pains in your stomach and you're not feeling well and you're having nausea and you're craving. You don't like that part when they're 2 and 3, they're terrible. When they're 14 and 15, it's like they're 2 and 3 again. They're terrible. We don't like the middle. But the thing is, when you know your purpose, you can suffer and move forward. You know that it ain't over until it's over because God brought this child in the world for a purpose. So I'm going to endure what I got to do as a parent. Hello?
Amen.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
This is important, people. Okay? So, Ms. Tim, to answer that question, so much noise keeps coming in my way. Do I have say when it's over? Mr. DJ said it accurately. Yes, you have say when the noise is over. That don't mean that they won't still keep on barking or the distractions won't happen, but what you focus on eliminates it. You can talk all you want to. You'll be talking to yourself. See, the devil can talk all he wants to. But remember, Jesus had say. He said, Satan, it ain't over until it's over, and I say it's over right now. This is when he said, Satan, get behind me. And guess what? It was over. He had to move.
That's right.
All right. You see how that go? But
See,
the thing, he spoke it. Listen to what I'm saying. He spoke it. Satan moved. But don't you know before he did all that, he had to endure it?
Right.
All right. Miss Wendy, what'd you say, Miss Wendy? My dad used to tell us, stop blaming the devil for everything. That's right. And take actions for your own faults. He said, You was only giving the devil his victory over you. Don't let him win. That's right, Ms. Wendy. Ms. Juanita had a question, y'all. Here's a question. Mr. DJ, here we go. Can our actions determine the amount of the distractions that come our way? Again, can our actions determine the amount of the distractions that come our way?
Absolutely, yes. Uh-huh. Absolutely, yes. Sometimes you can be in your own way. Sometimes God has to tell you to sit down. I don't know how many different ways. Well, God, if you really mean sit down, I done told you that before. Why you ain't sit down?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we talk so much and do so much to where he'll get quiet and just let you have it and do it your way until you figure out that you need to let him be back in charge. So, yes, we can talk about distractions.
Mr. DJ, I absolutely agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Ms. Juanita, this is what he's saying, and this is why I agree with him. Can our actions determine the amount of distractions that come our way? Absolutely. This is why. Not in the sense of, well, God, I'm doing wrong. You punishing me more. Not that type of stuff. Okay?
Right.
Or the devil is messing with me more. Not that. The distractions come by way of us not focused. That's all a distraction is. There's no such thing as darkness. There's only a such thing as the absence of light. There's no such thing as a distraction. There's only a such thing as the absence of focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just said. It ain't over till it's over. In other words, you ever found yourself when you so focused on doing the right thing, and let's say you're eating healthy, you can have all the sweets in the world in your cabinets, in your cupboard, as they used to say in the cupboard, okay, in your cabinets, and it's not a distraction. You don't care because you don't eat it, right? It took you literally 3 months to eat that one thing of popcorn. It went stale on you. It's not a distraction. But as soon as you're not focusing on healthy, and you're focusing on something else, then it becomes a distraction because now you see the peppermint, you see the gum drops, you see gum, you want the juicy fruit. You see, everything becomes a distraction because you're not focused on. So in other words, your question was, can our action determine the amount of distractions that come our way? Absolutely, because a distraction is subjective. It's what you view it as.
Amen.
Adam and Eve both was naked. It's funny how when they were focused on God, it wasn't a problem. As soon as they took their focus off of God, then they was able to, okay, then they covered up. Ain't that something?
Right.
A baby is not distracted when they're in a tub with another baby. Two adults are distraction because we know it all. See, when we're not focused, y'all hear what I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But the Bible says, unless we be like a child again, we will not see the, see, in other words, if we're not innocent again, it's over. But it's not over until it's over because God has given us opportunity after opportunity not to be childlike,
mm-hmm.
but to be innocent-like in him. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
How you doing, Miss Crystal, Miss Dawn, Miss Marcy? Y'all, can I open up a little can of worms right quick?
Yes, sir.
I want to share this with us. I didn't share this. Can y'all got y'all Bible? If you don't have your Bible, get your Bible. Get on the internet.
Yeah.
Turn to John right quick. John 11. I want to share something with y'all. I want y'all to see this real quickly. Can y'all do that?
Yes, sir.
John 11. The reason why I'm going to John 11, I want y'all to see this. Now, most people run from the Bible. Well, this is all we're talking about. So you can't run because you got to see it one day.
Amen.
All right, cool. Right. Now, remember, this is John 11 is when Lazarus had died and Jesus rose him, right?
That's
y'all
right.
Follow?
Yes.
Y'all, we're going to make it quick. John 11 and 4. Mary and Martha sent to Jesus. They said Jesus and John had a great relationship. Y'all, I mean, Jesus and Lazarus had a great relationship. Y'all remember that, right?
Right.
He was not one of Jesus' disciples, but he was Jesus' friend. Boy,
mm-hmm.
I love this. It ain't over till it's over. Y'all know where I'm going with this. So they sent for Jesus because their brother was sick. Come on now, y'all remember that? Mary and Martha was the sisters of Lazarus. Y'all remember that, right?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Okay. So they sent for Jesus, and Jesus got, you know, he was teaching his ministry, healing people. And look at verse 4. When he had heard that Lazarus was sick, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I don't even know. So he said that the sickness was not unto death. Y'all saw that, right?
Right.
And then it went on to say how Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. If you go a little further down. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
That's right. Y'all see me out there? How you doing, Ms. Laura? Okay. Here's where I want to come at this tonight, y'all. It ain't over until it's over, Mr. DJ. Further along, the Bible said, look at John 11, verse 17. Let's do that one. Miss Latonya, can you read that real quickly? Because I want to show them something right quick. Watch this, y'all. It ain't over till it's over. Watch this, y'all.
Yes, John 11 and 17 states, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
Y'all saw that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, 4 days. 4 days. Lazarus was dead. Four whole days. Mr. DJ, Capiche, it's done. It's over. It's finished.
That's right.
I need y'all to catch what happened right here. Because, see, some people don't like to hear the word, but we're going to go forward because I can't do nothing but it. It ain't over till it's over. Watch this bless the people who stay on this line. Watch this bless you now. Watch this now. I need y'all to catch what happened right there. Remember Jesus said in verse 4, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified through it. Remember that?
That's right.
Yes.
I need y'all to understand that from the moment Jesus spoke that, that the word left his mouth, it went not to the house where Lazarus was. It went, Lord, watch this, Mr. DJ. It didn't go to the house where Lazarus was sick. No. It went to the tomb where they was going to lay him. Lord have mercy. I missed what I just said. It ain't over till it's over. The middle part is where we have a problem. Watch this, people. When Jesus told them, this sickness is not until death, he didn't say that he was going to meet you in your middle. God said he was going to meet you where you were supposed to be. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. You just keep on living and walking it, and you're going to run right into your ram in the bush. You got to catch it. He never promised that he was going to meet Lazarus at the house. He said it's not unto death. He was going to meet Lazarus at the tomb. But see, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Over somebody's head. It went over somebody's head. The reason why I'm saying that is because you thought it was over. You was about to throw in the towel. You said it's over. And I'd never have a good relationship. I'd never have a good job. They're holding my past against me. But God said that was your middle. If you go forward to your end, I'm going to meet you right there in the lion's den. I'm going to meet you right there in the fiery furnace. That's the problem. A lot of us don't want to get in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't have a problem because they really believed in God. And they said, it ain't over. Tis over, Nebuchadnezzar king. Boy, y'all better catch me.
That's right.
Everybody don't want to hear the truth, but it's the truth. Okay? He did not meet Lazarus in the house. He met Lazarus in the tomb. Watch this. If he had healed Lazarus in the house, then a lot of people would say, it ain't over till it's over. That means if God don't meet me where I want to be met, it's over then. But God said, it ain't over till I say it's over. I want the situation sometimes to look so bad, so damning, so much out of control that no man can raise you, that only that God gets the glory out of this. I'm going to make it do what it do. I want it to look bad.
That's right.
Yes.
Some of us in our, listen to me, y'all, it ain't over. Some of us are in our look bad season, but it ain't over till it's over.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? Some of us are in that season where it's bad, Mr. Carr. It went from bad to worse. It's okay. Remember what God promised you. If you have faith in God, that means you hold on to God's word, and you remind him of his word, and you live his word, and you don't let it go, regardless of how it looks, regardless of what people say, regardless of what you think. This is why the Bible said, lean not into your own understanding, but to every word, meaning every promise. See, when God speaks, it's a promise. The reason why it's a promise, and he don't have to say, I promise to God, because he is the promise. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know the promises of God. What you mean? Your whole Bible is a promise.
Yes, it is.
It ain't over till it's over. Do you believe? I'm about to bless somebody tonight.
Hey, and Mr. Carr. What you just said is so profound because he didn't meet him on his sick bed. He didn't come to the hospital where they call him to come to. He didn't meet him at funeral home.
Come on.
You know, because he could have jumped up and they said, oh, he wasn't dead in the first place.
Come on.
He bypassed the funeral. They done been and had the funeral and cried and then buried him.
Come on.
You hear what I'm saying? So he like you said, it's so profound because he didn't leave any room for interpretation.
Ooh.
As he know it. You know?
Jesus
gave
me no room.
Straight showed out.
Jesus leave no room for nobody else to get the glory.
That's right. Yeah.
He was dead for 4 whole days, people.
4 days.
Mm.
Ooh-wee. That's strong. Huh?
Yes.
I need y'all to see this. The word didn't go to Lazarus in the middle. It went to the end point. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Huh? The word was sitting in the tomb waiting on Lazarus. Huh? The word was sitting in the tomb. Look, the word was sitting in the tomb. The word wasn't there to meet word. The word was there to meet the body.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, I'm about to reverse all this. Somebody's gonna get blessed. I know this is not the topic about relationships, but this is the topic about a relationship. Because when you have a relationship with God, you got to know it ain't over till my daddy say it's over.
Yes. Amen.
Right. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay, watch this, Mr. DJ. Okay, so look at verse 20. Can somebody read verse 20 for me? Y'all, we in John chapter 11, verse 20. Now watch this, y'all. John 11, verse 20.
Mm-hmm. All right, John 11, verse 20 reads, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
Ooh!
Oh, wow.
Read that again. I don't think they all heard me. It ain't over till it's over. Watch this, y'all. Read that again.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
So Jesus gets to the town where Lazarus is, right?
Right.
Martha comes out. She runs out crying. She's emotional. She's giddy. And she goes out, and she's standing up, Mr. D, and she says, Lord, Jesus, Lazarus is a friend, and you say you love Lazarus. If you had been there, my brother wouldn't have died.
That's right.
Right.
Y'all saw that in the, y'all, did y'all see it in y'all Bible? Huh?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me make it clear, because I don't want people to say, well, he's just making stuff up. Okay. Look, Martha said, verse 21, Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been there, my brother would not have died.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saw it for yourself, right?
Right.
Oh, it ain't over till it's over. Huh? It ain't over till it's over. I know your daddy wasn't there in your life, but it ain't over till it's over. Don't put him down. Don't you know God will resurrect a dead situation? Hold on. The reason why I tell you, now some people this might not be popular because we want to have an attitude with daddy, but don't get an attitude because, see, if you're going to get an attitude with daddy, get an attitude with yourself because you hadn't always been in God.
Amen. Amen.
You're just coming around, right?
Right.
Ooh! Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Which one is more important, your relationship with God or your relationship with your dad? Woo!
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over till it's over. I'm trying to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Huh? Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. I'm about to talk on it. Boy, y'all know I just talk, right? Y'all know. No filter because... We got to get somebody that's going to tell the truth. It ain't over. It's over. Jesus said to Martha. Now, Martha came out. Mary didn't. Seems like to me, Mr. DJ, well, we'll get to that later. Jesus said to Martha, your brother will rise again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Y'all follow me, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on. That's in verse 23. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 24. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Y'all saw that? It ain't over. It's over. I can only imagine Jesus saying, no, sweetheart, you missed it.
Okay.
When I said he was going to rise, I said he's going to rise again. She said, no, Jesus, I know. I know he's going to rise again. In other words, you know how we get holier than thou? That's what Martha did.
Right. Right.
I know it's gonna be all right, but you still didn't. You still didn't gave up. See, it ain't over till it's over. Martha, She was saying one thing, but she was waving the white flag. She said, I know you're going to rise again.
Hmm? Yes.
Huh? I don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Can y'all see me? Because this thing keeps the devil lives a lie. The devil married and don't want. Can y'all see me on this thing? Because the devil don't want
yes,
us to go. We're going to get this through tonight. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Huh? So watch this. Martha says, I know you'll rise again, Jesus. Jesus, I'm sure he was like, no, sweetheart, you missed the whole point. When I said he was going to rise again, you saying, yeah, he's going to rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Mm-mm. Jesus said the resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is a man. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Amen.
Ooh, did y'all catch that?
The way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Ooh, come on. Did you catch it? She said,
yeah.
I know he's going to rise again. See, we think that the resurrection is an event. Jesus said the resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is me. So when I say he's going to rise, he's going to rise again. That's why my word is me. Remember, the word of God became life. In other words, Jesus, huh, came after the word, but the word was sent. That he sent himself before his physical self came. That's why the word was waiting. In other words, I need the resurrection to happen. In other words, I need them to see death, but I am the resurrection so that they'll believe. Y'all got to catch this now.
Amen.
Catch what I'm, it ain't over till it's over. Catch where I'm going with this, huh? Huh? In other words, Jesus was literally saying, Mr. DJ, he that were dead shall live. Huh? He that were dead shall live, y'all.
Hmm.
And those that live and believe in me will never die. Ew, he that was dead shall live. That's why the dead in Christ shall rise first. But those who live in me and believe in me shall never die. See, belief is not what you say. Belief is not an event. Belief is not a bunch of words. Belief is a life. If you believe it ain't over till it's over, what does your life look like?
Yes, right. Sir.
Come on now. Come on,
yes.
Y'all. Now, let's not play. I know this Facebook, but Facebook don't have no filter on this, huh? If they do, I'm going to tear it down because God still created all this. So let's get to the business, huh? Let's get
right.
to the business. It ain't over till it's over. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, the challenge is, y'all, huh? This is a challenge for most of us. If it don't manifest right away, because we live in this microwave society, and we're microwave Christians, meaning we have microwave faith. If it don't manifest, meaning we can't see it right away, because, you know, won't God do it, meaning it needs to manifest right now. Other than that, I say it's over. See, if it don't manifest to some of us right away, that's our challenge, because we give up.
Yes.
But see,
yes,
here's the thing, Mr. DJ, and I know you echo what I'm saying, Mr. DJ. Can you worship God while the word is working? Watch this. Can you worship God while the word is working in your life? In other words, the Bible said, blessed are those who believe and not have not seen. In other words, can you worship God through the word, or do you need to see a physical Jesus? Which one is it? Because, you know, most of us say, when I get a girlfriend, or when I get a fiance, or when I get a wife, then I'm going to become a good man. A lot of us say, when I get a boyfriend, or when I get a man, a good man, or who follows God, then I'm going to become a good woman. But can you worship God? Can you say, God, it ain't over till it's over? In other words, I'm a good woman right now because I receive your word. I don't need a physical being to complete me. Lord, have mercy. See, this is a problem, y'all. Y'all better catch this. Y'all better catch this. Come on. Y'all with me? Oh, yeah,
yes,
let's get to business now. A lot of times, see, we impeach, or shall I say this, we actually indulge in God because what we see and want from God. But can you worship God? See, it's one thing to praise God. Worship says, God, you don't have to do nothing for me. Worship says, I want you, not what your hand has to offer. Can you worship God? Can you worship God while his word is working in your life?
Right.
Or do you say it's over when he never said it was? Since God gave you the promise, watch this. The worship says that in the meantime and between time, I believe you, and I know your word is going to meet me at the point of where it should meet me. In other words, I believe you, God. I know that it looks bad. I know that it looks gloomy. I know that it don't look like it's in my favor. I understand what's going on in life. I know that I may get the short end of the stick. It's okay because I believe you.
Yes.
And it ain't over, right?
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now, let me get back to the scheduled program. It ain't over till it's over. Hmm? When Jesus was near in the city, Martha rushed out. Y'all remember that, right?
Right.
That's right.
Y'all, John 11, we're in John chapter 11, y'all. John chapter 11. Okay. Right? Martha rushed out. Okay, in verse 20. But remember, it's Mary and Martha. But Mary didn't. Mary had what we know as is and rolling eyes and attitude.
Yeah.
It ain't over till it's over. Martha rushed out. Y'all missing this.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all missing this. Huh? Look at verse 20. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Y'all ain't know people had attitudes in the Bible?
Yes.
Y'all thought that attitudes were just created in the 20th century? Y'all thought that? The devil don't know no new tricks. But it ain't over till it's over, devil. Oh, yeah. Huh? Martha rushed out when Jesus entered into the city, y'all. Mm-hmm. Mary had an attitude like, who, Jesus? The one who let my brother die? I'm sure Mary, something like this. And they're not Mary, his mother. That's Mary Mac. I'm talking about Mary, you know, the one that really looked. Okay, watch this, y'all. Mary had this attitude, and I'm sure she was something like, whatever. Who y'all say coming? Whatever. Y'all can run out there if you want to, Martha. This Mary talking now. You can run out there if you want to. Come on now. I ain't finished. What this thing doing? Y'all can still see me out there?
Yes, sir.
This thing has froze on me. Hold on. It's trying to reconnect. Can y'all still see me? Or did it say it was interrupted?
Okay, now it says interrupted.
That's okay. Hold on. I'm going to get back on. Huh?
Okay, well, I can see you now, Mr. Clark. You're back on my screen.
Can y'all see me?
Yes.
And Mr. Clark, while you're fixing your technical difficulties, that's the only time Mary was mentioned separate from Martha during that time. Always, like you said, it was always Mary and Martha.
Right. Y'all with me?
Here comes Jesus. You a day late, 4 days late. What I'm rushing out here for? He's gone.
Can y'all see me on Facebook Live?
Yes, sir. I can see you now.
Okay. I'm not sure why it won't let me see y'all.
Okay.
Let me just
It's going in and out, so now it's back interrupted.
Okay. I'm not sure what is going on. But we done this thing. Oh, the devil mad. Y'all stay right there. He mad. Oh, he mad.
Yes,
this word is gonna go through. Because see, he never said it was gonna be easy. It is necessary. Let me fix this right. I need everybody to hear this. Oh yeah, we gonna get this thing straight. You know, I would get rid of this cell phone carrier playing around with me and this word now.
Yes, going in and out.
Mr. Carr, give it to me in a napkin. I don't need my food on the plate.
good food
is hard to come by. Give it to me. Just put it on the napkin or in my hand. I don't need a plate.
By any means.
And we're going to make this happen, too. I wish somebody, call the people, put it out there, Ms. LaTonya, that they need to call in. Give them on there.
Okay. Miss Sienna just posted it.
Okay, so I want everybody to hear this word.
Yeah. And just for those, I don't know if everybody can see, but it's area code 225-364-0211 is the number to call in.
Come on, no silence, Ms. Latonya. Go ahead and read the verse.
Okay.
11, 1 through 20.
All right, John 11, verses 1 through 20. So the scripture reads, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, 'Lord, the one you love is sick.' When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?"
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. So I'm back on live. Can y'all see me? Let me know when y'all get back.
I can see you.
Y'all can see me? Okay, y'all back there?
Sir.
How you doing, Ms. Swan? Okay. Now, I want y'all to go back down that list. If y'all can see some of the people on the list, make sure you go back and reach back out to them. Okay, so I want y'all to be responsible to do that. So go down the list from the first post and go back on and get them back on this live. Okay? Don't wait on somebody else to do it. Once you do it, that means you get to meet somebody.
Amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right? You good?
Yes, sir.
Business. Okay? So let me pick up where I left off now, because this is important.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So here's the thing, Mr. DJ. Okay? Boy, the devil mad because we, listen, if you close the door, I'm coming in through the window. If the window's not even, they don't have a window, I'm coming in through the chimney. If you don't have that, I'm a carpenter. I would bust it down.
Amen.
So
yes,
get
sir,
in
amen.
Quick.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Okay, see,
amen.
When you really want something, you can do whatever it takes, and this is what we do.
Amen.
So y'all, check it out. Okay, so the challenge is that, you know, we got to worship God while the word is working, doing its
amen.
Thing. No, it ain't over till it's over, so we got to work in the midst, in the middle. Y'all follow me? Mary didn't show up. Martha did. Mary had a little attitude with Jesus. You know, rolling in the neck, mad, angry. Hmm? Right? Y'all follow
That's
me?
Right. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I bet you any kind of money she told Martha, you can go ahead out there. I'm not. I know Jesus got the message. You know how we get, you know, we be dramatic. I know he got the message. And he didn't show up 4 days later. Oh, he got the message, right?
Amen.
I'm sure that's how Mary was talking, because she didn't
Don't
even go out to meet Jesus. Huh? What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
Some of us worse than that. Here he come.
Yeah, here he come. Jesus. There he go, Mr. Walk on Water. Well, why he couldn't be here to help deliver and heal my brother? So Mary was hurt. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. Mary
yes,
was...
Is.
Come on, y'all. Don't let that little interruption be a distraction. This is not a distraction for me. It is what it is.
Amen.
Got, right? Huh?
Right.
Mary was hurt, y'all, but it ain't over till it's over. Huh? See, she didn't get the prayer answered that she wanted. Somebody said, do all your prayers get answered? You tell me. If it's not in line with God's word, of course not.
Correct.
Come on, now. So she stayed in the house because she had an attitude. She was wounded.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever been like that? Mad at God?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Because God didn't deliver to you what you wanted? You said God had promised you that position, that title. God had promised you that raise. Huh? Yeah?
Yes.
You mad?
Mm-hmm.
But after Jesus had a conversation, with Martha, the Bible says Jesus asked for Mary. Look at verse 28. Can somebody read John 11 and 28 for me?
Yes, sir. After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you."
Uh-huh. Jesus asked for Mary. Now, you don't think that Jesus knew Mary had an attitude?
Right.
Yes, he did.
Boy, y'all about to be blessed.
Yes,
I asked y'all to go ahead and get the people who was on the first one. Don't be so engulfed. Get them back on here. Okay, so they can get this word, because this is a blessing that's going to bless somebody. Okay?
Yes.
Don't be Miss Tabitha. Don't be stubborn. Get the pecking. It ain't over till it's over, people.
Amen.
So the Bible says Mary quickly rushed towards Jesus.
Yes.
I'm sure Mary was like, you know, she had the attitude. Mary was probably like, Jesus want to talk to me. I'll be back, y'all. You know how we reluctantly go places? He want to talk to you now.
Let me go see what this one wants.
Y'all follow me? Then the Bible says that as Mary approached Jesus, she fell down, and she said from a worship posture, y'all, she fell down. And from a worship posture, it ain't over till it's open. And from a worship posture, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. Y'all saw that?
Yes.
See why God is God? It ain't over till it's over. Because see, when people turn their back on us, we done with them. But although she turned her back on Jesus and he knew about it, he still asked about her. Lord, have mercy.
Yes, he did.
Lord, have mercy. Boy, this is why the Bible says our thoughts are not his thoughts are not our thoughts and our ways are not his ways. Y'all better catch this. What's going on, Thomas? Catch it, y'all. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mary, when she saw Jesus, she fell down in worship, in a worship posture. Yeah, it ain't over till it's over. And she, from a worship posture, she said, Father, if you had been there, Jesus, had you been there, my brother would not have died. Talking about Lazarus.
Yes.
Woo, Lord, y'all about to catch. Y'all about to catch this. Did y'all see that in the Bible that I seen? See,
yes,
I want y'all to understand. See, when you do your research, I did some research on Mary, the one who didn't show up. When Martha showed up, Mary stayed, but Mary had the attitude. I want y'all to show, watch this. It ain't over till it's over. Watch where I'm about to go with this. The name Mary in Hebrew means rebellion. Did y'all know that? Oh, yes, Lord.
Okay.
Name Mary in Hebrew means rebellion. It ain't over till it's over. Listen to what I'm trying to show you. See, when rebellion bowed down, that thing that's in you that wants to be God in a situation, when you lay that down and allow Jesus to be Lord, something shifts. See, rebellion, Mary bowed down. Lord, have mercy. Y'all about to catch this. Now, I told y'all to share this right quick. Watch this now, Mr. DJ. It ain't over till it's over. When Mary bowed down in a worship posture, rebellion bowed down. Y'all, when rebellion bowed down, whatever it is keeping you, that's keeping you from letting God be God in your life, regardless of what you see. Well, I don't see it. It don't matter. See, when rebellion bows down, things will shift in your life, and then you'll see a clearer picture to know that it's not over yet.
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah,
let me read this for the people who just getting on. Mary stayed. Martha went. Martha said, Jesus, had you been there? Bam. He said, where is Mary? In other words, she said, where's rebellion? Bring rebellion to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how Jesus didn't move until rebellion bowed down. Lord, have mercy. Now, missing what's going on here. As soon as you, the rebellious nature of us, as soon as rebellion bows down to God, watch how, things shift in your life. What was once dead has to rise. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Amen.
I told you this for somebody. I don't know if everybody getting it, but this is for somebody.
Yes.
Y'all want to see something?
Yes, sir.
Catch this, catch this, catch this, y'all. Martha and Mary, did y'all notice it? Did y'all notice? Martha, in verse 21, read John 11 and 21, Miss Latonya.
John 11 and 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been there, my brother would not have died.
Miss Latonya, that's from Martha. She said, if you had been there, my brother wouldn't have died. Can you read John 11 and 32? This is from Mary.
Mm-hmm. John 11 and 32 reads, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Y'all see that? It ain't over till it's over. Watch this, y'all. Y'all about to catch this revelation. Martha and Mary, Mr. DJ, both of them said the same thing.
Yes.
But from two different positions.
Hold on.
Read verse 21 again, Miss Latonya. This is why I love God. Somebody can play with it, but I love God. We can break this thing down. It ain't over till it's over. Watch this. Verse 21, John 11 and 21.
Lord, Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
Martha said that to Jesus, Mr. DJ.
Hmm.
She was standing face to face with Jesus. She was looking Jesus in the face. Read verse 32, Ms. Latonya.
"When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said,
'Lord, have mercy.
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'"
Mary said hers from a place of kneeling at his feet. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Y'all missing
yes,
this?
Yes, indeed.
I'm missing this. Lord, have mercy. Jesus gave Martha the revelation, but he gave Mary, the worshiper, because she worshiped him. He gave Martha the revelation. That's why he said, "Where's your sister Mary?" He gave her a revelation. Hold on. How I know he gave a revelation? Huh? He said that I'm the resurrection. He gave her the revelation. But he gave the worshiper Mary the activation. Y'all got to catch it. Lord, have mercy. Watch what he said. Watch this. Hold on. Because she said, Mary, in verse 32, "Lord, had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died." See, it ain't over till it's over. Verse 33, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and trouble. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. See, he gave, Lord, have mercy. He told Martha, who stood face to face with him, "Huh? It ain't over till it's over." He gave her the revelation, but he gave the worshiper the activation. In other words, when rebellion bows down, watch things start to activate. Then he's going to say, show me your dead situation, and watch I make it rise. Come
Amen.
On. I'm talking to somebody on the phone now.
Lord.
It's mighty funny when you worship God, rebellious you. When you worship God, watch activation start to happen in your life.
Amen.
Lord, have
yes,
mercy.
Yes, sir.
Why should we worship God? You see why we should worship him now?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you worship God, you know that it ain't over till he says over. Take God to your situation that was once dead.
Amen.
Ooh.
Yes,
he said to Mary, "Where have you laid him?" Where is he at? Where Lazarus at? See, Mr. D, there's something in your life that has to be buried. Something in your life that has been buried. I don't know what it is. Each of us, you know, you got something in your life that you said was dead. I'll never be smart. I'll never find a husband. I'll never get that. I'm not smart enough. But he promised you because his word is his word. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus said because you had the heart to worship Mary. Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
If you have the heart to worship Mary, when you have the heart to worship like Mary, huh? He said, show me where you laid it.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where you laid the promise I gave you.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
See that thing that you thought was dead and impossible to raise up? Show me where it is because I'm about to show you the authority of the word of God. It ain't over. It's over.
Yes.
Right? Jesus spoke the end from the beginning, Mr. DJ. Remember, y'all, now we did all that to say, let's go back to verse 4. Can you read John 11 and 4 again, Ms. Latonya? He spoke the ending from the beginning.
Yes, sir. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it."
He spoke the ending from the beginning. It ain't over till God says over. Whose report shall you believe? Don't even believe your own report. Whose report shall you believe?
Amen.
Huh? And God, Jesus, had the right to do that because he is the Alpha and the what?
Omega.
Huh? He is the beginning and the what?
And the end.
He is the first and the what?
The last.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes.
Yes,
he's the author and the finisher, ain't he?
That's
yes,
right.
He is.
Uh-huh. And since he wrote it, he knows how it ends.
Yes,
that's
he
right.
does.
Woo! Did y'all see that?
Yes.
It ain't over till it's over, people. The enemy tries to be Jesus. The devil tries to be Jesus. He tries to interrupt your story.
Yes, he does.
Somebody told you it was over. Satan wants you to think that it is over. You'll never be what God called you to be. You're a sinner. You got too much of a past. Huh?
Mm.
You're just not fit for it. Uh-huh.
Right.
you'll never be a good wife because you got too many kids, but God said it ain't over till I say it's over.
That's right. Can't beat the liar.
Well, come on, Mr. Look, the enemy wants to be, Jesus, but he can't.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy tries to interrupt your life, not just your story. He tries to interrupt your life. He tries to hit you with all manner of punctuations, bad exclamation points, and even hyphens. Yeah, the enemy does. He tries to cut things off in the middle. Oh, the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
the middle.
He does.
Uh-huh. To lose your worship in the middle so that you'll never see your ending. Uh-huh. He has you waiting and pausing. But remember, delayed but not denied. But see, the devil, Mr. DJ, the devil can only read your story.
That's right.
He can't write.
That's right.
Let me say that again. Write it down, people. The devil can only read your story. He can't write it.
Amen.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
Mr. Carr, the devil is a hitchhiker. When you're leaving a place and you got to go to a place, people either ask you, can I ride? And you're going to say yes or no. People don't ask for a ride after you're almost there. You're going to catch them somewhere in the middle because their car, vehicle done broke down, or they decided to walk. But what I'm saying is you don't catch a hitchhiker to ask you, can I get in the car and go a block away?
Right.
They're going to catch you in mid-transit. What am I trying to say? I'm telling you, don't give him no ride because he going to want to drive.
That
That's
is,
what a wise man always told me. Don't ever give him a ride. Sometimes it looks good. You see folk walking, let them keep on walking. You think you're doing the right thing, but you're not because he's too strong. He is strong. He mad at you because God love you. That's the only reason why he mad at you. So you give him a ride, and you think you're doing something. He wise now. He slick.
But
you give him a ride, he going to want to drive.
Y'all, it ain't over till it's over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over till it's over. Although Mary and Martha both said the same thing, Mary's a bit rebellious one. She literally fell down on her knees and started to worship God.
That's right.
He gave Martha revelation, but he gave Mary activation. Because, see, when Mary did what she did, he said, take me to Lazarus. In other words, Jesus met up with his word. The word was already in the tomb. And Jesus said with a strong voice, Lazarus, get up and come here. Come on, y'all want to read it in the Bible?
Aren't you glad he don't have that respect of a person, Mr. Carr? Because I know I can't do it. I'm a patient person, but doggone. You know, some of the way some of us treat them and some of the way, especially you already know, you know, even with a parent, how you patient with your child and you know your child got an attitude and, you know, you the one paying the bills and loving on this child anyway. But even we get weary and be like, look here, get somewhere and sit down. You know, I'm just saying so. You know, we go to God with all kinds of things and issues, but look at the way that we doubt him. And this is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, for her to have an attitude, just like many of us, we would too. Some of us still get attitudes. We want him to do what we want, when we want, and how we want.
All right, now.
Right.
We got it. Y'all got it? It ain't over till it's over.
Yes, indeed.
Jesus, with an authoritative voice, said, Lazarus, right? He told Lazarus to come
right
out.
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 43, John 11 and 43. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out.
Mm-hmm.
See, he commanded Lazarus something to do that he sustained him while he was in there. Remember, the word was already in the tomb. Y'all catch this. You know how you marinate food, like chicken and stuff like that? You marinate it, and it ain't good until you marinate it, but you cook it the next day?
Yes, sir.
The longer you let it marinate, the better it is.
That's right.
Come on, people. The more it soaks
in,
why you think it was 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God had to do some things, huh?
Yes.
It had to marinate, huh? See, it's easy to call forth something that it was already marinated in, huh?
That's right.
Oh, my God. It ain't over till it's over. In other words, If we bow down to God and worship God, our rebellious attitudes and ways and thoughts, if our ways and our thoughts start to bow down to God, watch things shift in your life. Because now the word of God is marinating in you. And see, when God calls, the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. See, here's the thing. The reason why God can't choose is because when God calls, you don't move. What's your life? In other words, it ain't over till it's over. You got to have a spirit of Lazarus, not a spirit of rebellion. Come on, people.
Right. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Huh?
Yes.
Because when God calls and you don't move, that means that thing was dead and it never received him. But when that thing is in God and it was dead, that means you get up and you know it ain't over till it's over. In other words, I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what I think or what they say. That follow me?
Yes.
I'm going to move on to things of God. Mr. Dickens, you want to pause right quick?
Sure. Everybody, bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your heart. Father, thank you for bringing us together again for another Monday night session, Father. Thank you for the food that was prepared. Let it spiritually nourish us, Father. Let it, not for us to get any credit or glory, but for us to go and spread the word of your glory. You said if two or more called by your people, by your name, to lift you up, Father, that you will draw them to you, Father. And we just hope that something said has been reached by someone, Father. May you please bless everyone to be safe under the sound of my voice and bring us back together again at the appropriate time, Father. And everyone be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Hey, y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all tune in on Wednesday. We have Bible study. Let me get up. Bible study at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number is 225-364-0211. And if you don't catch us on Bible study, make sure y'all check us out on Monday. Sunday morning at 8 a.m. before you go to church. If you miss church, 8 a.m. 225-364-0211. We'll be getting it. And then y'all already know next Monday we're going to get at it again. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.